You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports on people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be alright. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
Kennedy, we have Nick Soder joining us inside the Good Vibe Tribe this morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. How's it going? Thanks for having me.
Of course. You know, Nick, I saw this. Maybe you added me on social media. I can't remember. But I saw the name of the business that you started. I guess you started about a year ago. And I loved it so much. And I totally relate to starting a small business and the struggles that can be there with that. So we wanted to have you on the show to talk about it. So first, tell everybody the name of the business and then tell everybody what you do.
Thank you so much. So my company's name is Nice Ice Baby. And
back up and say that again because it's too good.
Yeah, thank you. My company's name is Nice Ice Baby, and we sell Richie's Italian Ice, both at a spot in Haverhill, Massachusetts, and we do private events like birthday parties, grad parties, weddings. We do a lot of work for the cannabis industry here in Mass. We get hired out a lot, so proud to be part of that community. Proud to be part of several different communities. We just like doing good work and handing out slushies. We like to be there for the kids in the neighborhood. It's a good time.
Dude, I grew up on Richie's watermelon slush in the summertime. Those things
love that.
I don't think I've ever had one.
My favorite thing to do is mix the flavors. My girlfriend Ariana, she has like a talent for this, so she scoops it. It's Richie's, but like remixed. If that makes sense.
And what inspired you to start your own business? It's a grind. It's a lot of work.
Absolutely. So my first business was during COVID. It was called Food Baby. It was like a hood DoorDash sort of thing. So when I switched over to Italian Ice, it was an easy switch to Nice Ice Baby.
I just love that name so much.
It's such a good name.
What's the competition like in the Italian Ice game?
Right.
Is it cutthroat?
Oh, let's talk competition. You know, I really, I got it out for this one ice cream man in Haverhill.
No.
I want to hear about it.
No, we're not going. This is the Good Vibe Tribe. We're not going after
that's right.
Going to keep it positive.
Who are you?
Yeah. It's the Good Vibe Tribe.
Who are you?
There's definitely a lot of competition in the ice cream world, but we're here.
What's your beef with that one ice cream man?
Dan, stop.
Oh, man. It's just, it's the music. I hear it in my nightmares. You know?
Okay, so if somebody wants to hire Nice Ice Baby, they have a corporate event coming, or there's a birthday party, or
a wedding.
Yeah, something going on in the community, you know, whatever it is, and they want to hire Nice Ice Baby to bring the Richies. How do they do that?
So first things first, I highly recommend following us on either Facebook or Instagram. Nice Ice Baby Co. on Instagram, Nice Ice Baby on Facebook. You can reach out to us there. You can always email us, niceicebabyco@gmail.com. And just give me some details about the event, and we'll take it from there.
Well, that is
amazing.
Great. Nick, you are officially a member of the Carson Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe.
Woo-hoo!
I love that. Thank you guys for having me. I appreciate it.
No, best of luck this summer,
yeah,
too.
I go
hope
get
you sell
em.
Lots of watermelon slushies.
Awesome. Thanks, guys. Stay cool.
If you need help roughing up that ice cream man, you give me a call.
Will do.
We'll throw out all of his SpongeBob pops and watch him melt right in front of him.
That's right.
All right.
Just want to say a quick thank you to you guys. Quick thanks to Richie's. Quick thanks to all my customers. You guys are amazing. Haverhill, Massachusetts. Somebody stop by. Tell everybody there's plenty of parking and it's a good time.
All right. Good deal. Bye, Nick.
Bye.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-655-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop. Game time.
Kempe Kennedy presented by Subaru of New England. It's going to be a Subaru summer. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hey to Rita from Lowell.
Hi, Rita.
Hi, Kennedy.
Lowell.
Will you kick Kennedy out, please, Rita?
Kennedy, would you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thanks. Same to you.
Five pop culture trivia questions, Rita. You answer more correctly than Kennedy. You win that $100. She's now over in that soundproof chamber. She can't hear anything that is happening. It's a chamber today, Dan. It's not a room.
It's whatever you want it to be.
Or a studio. Are you ready, Rita?
I am.
Scarlett Johansson says she was offered a lot of roles revolving around desirability and the male gaze when she was younger, but Hollywood seems to be changing for the better for today's young female stars. Johansson has been in 10 Marvel films in her career. Which superhero does she play?
I don't know. I see her character, but I don't know the name.
I know, it's tough. Question number two. Rob McElhenney from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia is legally changing his name to Rob Mack. What is the name of the pub that the main characters in the show run?
No idea.
Question number three. 33 years ago today in 1992, this movie was released. Take a listen and then name the movie.
Are you crying?
No.
Are you crying? Are you crying? There's no crying. There's no crying in baseball.
Name the movie.
A League of Their Own.
Question number four. Missy Elliott, 54 today, in one of her most famous songs, she says, "Is it worth it? Let me work it. Put my blank."
Not sure.
Question number five. Director James Cameron plans to make a movie about the victims of the atomic bomb in Hiroshima in 1945. He says it was a moral cop-out for the director of Oppenheimer to leave them out. Who directed Oppenheimer?
Yeah, sorry.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Big fan of pop culture, Rita?
Usually I'm quite good.
It happens like that sometimes, right?
Lol.
Not today.
Also, Rita on her way to summer camp where she volunteers, Dan.
Mm-hmm.
How are we on your summer camp escapades?
Good, I'm going to my first one next week.
Oh, let's go, Kennedy.
Lol.
All right, these are tough. Rita got one out of five.
Suit.
Kennedy, are you ready?
I am.
Are you sure you're ready?
Yep.
Question number one. Scarlett Johansson says she was offered a lot of roles revolving around desirability in the male gaze when she was younger, but Hollywood seems to be changing for the better for today's young female stars. Johansson has been in 10 Marvel films this year, or in her career, excuse me. Which superhero does she play?
She plays
Iron Man.
Black Widow?
Oh, that's it.
Yes, it is. 1-0. Rob McElhenney from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia is legally changing his name to Rob Mack. What is the name of the pub that the main characters in the show run?
Patty's?
It's kind of odd to switch your name at this point in your career.
No one's pronouncing it correctly, and he's over it.
New season, July 9th. Let's go, baby.
How do you pronounce it?
McElhenney, but nobody says it that way.
Oh. 2-0, question number 3. 33 years ago today, in 1992, this movie was released. Take a listen and then name the film.
Are you crying?
No.
Are you crying? Are you crying? There's no crying. There's no crying in baseball.
That's A League of Their Own.
I just hear Woody now. It just changes that clip for me.
There's a snake in my boot.
3-1, question number 4. Missy Elliott, 54 today. In one of her most famous songs, she says, "Is it worth it? Let me work it. Put my blank.
Sing down, flip it, and reverse it."
That is correct. 4-1, question number 5. Director James Cameron plans to make a movie about the victims of the atomic bomb in Hiroshima in 1945. He says it was a moral cop-out for the director of Oppenheimer to leave them out. Who directed Oppenheimer?
I don't remember.
Christopher Nolan.
Christopher Nolan.
Yeah, a little director on director shade.
Shots
there.
Fired by James Cameron.
4-1 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. Nice job. Rita from Lowell.
Lowell.
You don't get the money, but you're not walking away empty-handed. I hope you like Bingo Unleashed, because you got a pair of tickets to go August 2nd at Foxwoods. Bingo gets a bold glow-up as a night-style club party every first Saturday of the month starting in August. More information at foxwoods.com. You like Bingo?
Apparently I do.
Now you're going to love this. I promise you. It's a lot of fun.
I'm going to love it.
All right. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name is Rita. I'm from Lowell, and I cannot be Lowell. Kennedy.
Good luck volunteering with all those kids today.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. We are streaming on the Odyssey app, and it is Hot Take Tuesday.
Is pineapple on pizza a jailable offense?
Dude, this is pineapple.
Try before you deny.
Is Samsung better than Apple?
You're crazy.
Does anyone really like avocado toast?
Can I ask you a question? Absolutely not.
It's Hot Take Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Where bad opinions come to die.
One of us gives a hot take.
Boom. Hot take.
The rest of us burn it down. And friends, you're going to need some aloe.
Hot Take Tuesday. Let's go.
Call or text 617-655-1234 for your Hot Take Tuesday. 617-655-1234 with one of the greatest segment intros ever. Producer Dan, how about you up first for Hot Take Tuesday?
Sure, I'll go first. I'm going to lose probably over half of New England with this one.
Uh-oh.
But I believe that iced coffee is vastly overrated and hot coffee is far superior.
It's Hot Take
Iced coffee
Tuesday.
Stinks. Hot
Tuesday,
coffee
Tuesday,
all day.
Tuesday.
Hot coffee 365 days a year.
Even the middle of summer.
Middle of summer, 90 degrees. Hot coffee.
Why? What is wrong
all
with
of you?
You're
out there with
psychopath.
Your large Dunks ice when it's 4 degrees and your basketball shorts and your hoodie. Like, I'm the most New England guy ever. Can't relate. Hot coffee. Iced coffee, overrated.
Kennedy, Hot Take Tuesday.
Mine's a little deep, but here it is. I contend you do not find yourself. You choose to be who you are and what you want to be.
It's Hot Take Tuesday.
It's up to you.
Tuesday.
I'm going to need some time to
make
ruminate
a choice
with
and
that
stick
one.
With it.
Can you say that one again?
You don't find yourself.
Right.
You choose to be who you want to be and you be that person.
My coffee one feels silly now.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, mine's going to feel ridiculous as well.
No, not at all. Look, these aren't. It's not a contest. It is what it is.
Yours is very deep and philosophical, and ours is very shallow.
It's just what's in my head. I've had some shallow ones. Don't you worry.
All right. My hot take is people who choose to ride bicycles as their major mode of transportation to work for pleasure every day on the daily are heroes. And need to be put up on a pedestal, and they need to be protected. And if you're getting angry and road raged out at bicyclists, you're a terrible human being, and you should be buried under a prison.
It's Hot Take Tuesday.
Calling cyclists heroes is a strong
they
word.
They are heroes.
They are not.
Less cars on the road. They are healthier people. We need to protect them. We need more bike lanes. We need more bikes on the streets. Less cars on the street. We must protect our cyclists.
I'll stand with you if people on cycles will actually follow the rules of the road.
Stop. No, as a car driver, look around at all of the bad driving that happens with automobiles.
I was talking. But first of all.
Yes, ma'am.
I don't discount that people drive badly, too.
Right.
I'm just trying to say it happened to me the other day. Mm-hmm. I was in Cambridge driving on the street, following all the rules of the road, because you know me, I drive like a grandmother. Mm-hmm. And I nearly hit a cyclist because they went through a red light. And it scared the crap out of me. I've never been so afraid in my whole life for hurting another person.
Mm-hmm.
Just thought. I'm with you. I want to support it. I love the bike lanes, too.
The caveat, though.
I'm not with you.
The caveat, though, of, oh, well, they got to follow the rules of the road.
Well,
everybody breaks the rules of the road, whether they're on a bike or a car. The issue is we have to protect our cyclists because if they break a rule and we hit them, they die. If they break a rule and hit us, we get a bumped up fender.
I understand
that. We have to protect
that.
Our cyclists.
I want to. Mm. But you can't if they're buzzing through red lights.
Let's go back to the iced coffee versus hot coffee. I think I got everybody fired up.
Yeah, that was a hot take.
617-655-1234.
It's Hot Take Tuesday.
Oh, from the 978. I'm going to say it's snarky because I feel like it reads snarky.
Hold it. Can you hold it?
Yeah.
All right, because I want to get these phone calls on. We got a couple of people that have some hot takes as well. 617-655-1234. If you have a hot take for Hot Take Tuesday or you want to comment on one of ours, 617-655-1234. We'll do that next on Mix.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's Hot Take Tuesday.
617-655-1234. They are coming in hot this morning. Producer Dan, tell everybody your Hot Take Tuesday.
Iced coffee is very overrated. Hot coffee, vastly superior. Drink hot coffee all year round.
Kennedy, your hot take?
You don't find yourself. You choose who you want to be and you be it.
My hot take, cyclists are heroes. People on bikes must be protected at all costs. And if you're road raging at a cyclist, you should be buried under a prison. Barb is from Newton. Good morning, Barb.
Long way to go.
Mild.
Hey, good morning.
Hot Take Tuesday, what do you have?
I am so overzealous sports parents, particularly sports dads.
It's Hot Take Tuesday.
They should be buried under a prison.
Yeah, they should. Ugh. Yelling at other kids? How rude. Who do they think they are?
This one hits me in the spot. This one hits me in the spot.
Well, let me tell you, I am a sports mom of many. I have a whole barnyard full of sports players. And
bless.
I cannot stand mostly the sports dads who are yelling from the sidelines, take her out, kill her.
Yep.
Oh, my gosh.
And then there's the sports people who maybe we listen to one or two who are over-projecting and saying, we have a game, or I had to go and play at so-and-so field. You're not on the team.
Oh.
I heard a dad at the tournament over the weekend say, kill them.
What is wrong with people? They're 14-year-olds.
Their son was the defender, and the offensive player was, you know, coming down the field. And I heard the dad, kill him! Like, that
lighten
was
up, Francis.
Aggressive.
Thank you, friend.
Thank you. We appreciate that hot take. Let's see. We have Corey from Medford. Good morning, Corey. What is your hot take Tuesday?
Oh, my God. People who walk around in their cell phones talking on the speakerphone. They're awesome for the car. Fantastic in the kitchen. Please don't do it when you're grocery shopping. Not only does the rest of us not want to hear about it, neither does the person on the phone.
It's Hot Take Tuesday.
Yeah, I can't. Tuesday, I can't. Tuesday, I eat out Tuesday. A lot by myself. So, as I've said before, you kind of notice things more when you're sitting by yourself. And the amount of people that will sit at a table with their speakerphone on, having a conversation that has to do with business, who's listening or who's hearing, and I realize maybe it's the same sound if they were talking to somebody. No, it's not. You yell when you're on the phone. I said what I said.
Yeah, nobody wants to hear your conversation.
Nobody cares.
You're not the center of the universe.
Is it that hard to put it to your ear? What's hard? What happened? Does your ear hurt?
That doesn't bother me as much as the people that talk into their phone like they're holding it like a slice of pizza.
But that's the same difference. They're talking on speakerphone when they do it.
It's so funny looking.
Yes, Carson, yes.
Do you not understand how the technology works? There's a little ear hole to go up to your ear and then you're...
Yeah, but if you're on speakerphone...
But if you're on speaker, that's how they do it. They walk around like that. Yes, I agree. Thank you, Corey.
Thank you, Corey.
Bye, guys.
Nick is from Derry, New Hampshire. What is your hot take Tuesday?
Good morning, Carson and Kennedy. The hot take is pineapple belongs on pizza.
You know, it's funny. My son ordered that over the weekend while we were down in Connecticut. I never knew he liked it. A lot of people hate pineapple on pizza. Why do you think it belongs on there?
You know, it just adds a little bit of sweet with the savory a little bit. But I will say that it only belongs on there when there's bacon involved and not ham.
So you just like Hawaiian pizza?
Yeah, sure.
Well, bacon and not ham is a departure. But I love pineapple on pizza. I love it. Love it, love it, love it.
Pineapple absolutely does not belong on pizza. All of Italy weeps at all three of you.
I'm sorry you feel that
way.
I'm so sorry you feel that way.
I get it. I'm outnumbered. It's 3-1 right now. But I'm on the right side of history.
It's okay.
What are you talking about?
It's all right.
Pineapple does not belong on pizza.
Sure does.
Thank you, Nick.
Bye. All right, have a good one.
A lot of comments about our hot takes this morning, Kennedy. I'm going to read some of the text
Please
messages
do.
From the 301. Once again, Carson here with a deeply normal take. A hot take is controversial, but Carson is just right and correct.
Calling them heroes is definitely not correct. I don't think you know what a hero is.
From the 978, Carson just lost a listener.
Oh, y'all, don't leave.
You're killing our ratings.
From the 617, Dan's hot take is really a hot take. LOL. Carson, hell no. I don't understand Kennedy's hot take.
Well, that one's meant to be thought of for a little while.
Right. What are some other ones that are in here that are pretty good? From the 646, cyclists not following the rules of the road habitually is a pandemic of its own kind. If you really want to ride your bicycle, use a bike path. Otherwise, we should be able to use those bike paths as roads.
Oh, dear.
Since you're all over the roads anyway.
Oh, dear.
I like the one that said bicyclists don't pay excise taxes, so they shouldn't be allowed to use the road. We're going a long way here.
I'm surprised they haven't figured out a way to charge them excise, quite frankly.
Oh, I'm sure.
That'll be coming
soon.
A
bike tax is coming.
Yeah, you'll have to have a little scanner on your bicycle that will take a toll from you as you drive.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man.
You can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win. Man, you're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop. Game time.
Campy Kennedy presented by Subaru of New England. Make this summer a Subaru summer in a brand new Subaru with symmetrical all-wheel drive. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say good morning to Andrea from Groton.
Hi, Andrea.
Hi.
Also, Nora is there, and they are on their way to a softball tournament for Nora.
Go get them.
Let's go. Hit dingers.
Thank you. Thanks.
How old are you, Nora?
16.
15. What's the name of your team?
The Stars.
Of course they are. What position do you play?
Catcher.
Oh, yeah.
Superstar.
Super athlete. All right, kick Kennedy out of the studio, please.
Kennedy, could you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thanks, you too.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You answer more correctly than Kennedy, you win yourself $100. If you tie Kennedy, that is a loss for you. And she's now over in that soundproof studio. Are you ready?
Yep.
10 years ago today in 2015, Magic Mike XXL was released. Who played Magic Mike in those movies?
Oh, Channing Tatum.
Nora knows. Question number two. Wally Famous Amos was born today in 1936. What is Famous Amos' claim to fame?
Cookies. Chocolate chip cookies.
Question number three. Sydney Sweeney was the center of attention at Jeff Bezos and Lauren Sanchez's wedding. Especially Tom Brady's attention. Tom Brady played for two NFL teams in his career. One was the Patriots. What was the other?
The Buccaneers.
Question number four. Nelly refuses to change his and Ashanti's new baby diapers, saying until he learns to say, I'm hungry and I need to use the bathroom, it's going to be a lot in her lap.
That's not going to upset women everywhere.
Can you name this Ashanti song? It spent 10 weeks at number one. Take a listen.
See, my days are cold without you, but I'm hurting while I'm with you.
Oh, God.
And my heart can't take no more, I keep on running back to you.
Name the song.
I don't know.
All
running
right.
back to you.
Question number five. After Elio bombed, Pixar tweeted out a video of a woman saying you shouldn't complain about the lack of original movies if you won't even go to theaters to support them. Which of these is Pixar's highest grossing movie? Inside Out 2, Incredibles 2, Toy Story 4.
Toy Story 4.
Well, let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Where is your tournament today, Nora?
It's at Wheaton College.
Okay, all right. Kennedy, welcome back.
Hello.
Did you play softball growing up at all?
No.
Hmm.
A lot of my good friends in college did, though.
Mm-hmm. So is this like, are they playing like
they were awesome.
Fast pitch, right?
Yeah.
Have you ever tried to hit a fast pitch, softball pitch, Dan?
No, I've never tried to hit a softball.
It's impossible. You can't do it. These women that are like 14, 15 years old would smoke you.
Probably. I'm not good at softball.
Me either.
All right. Andrea got 3 out of 5 correct, Kennedy, with
right,
an
well
assist
done.
From Nora, by the way.
Yeah.
These are tough. You ready?
Yeah.
10 years ago today in 2015, Magic Mike XXL was released. Who played Magic Mike in those movies?
Channing Tatum.
Tied at 1. Wally, Famous Amos, was born today in 1936. What is Famous Amos' claim to fame?
Cookies.
Tied at 2. Question number 3. Sydney Sweeney was at the center of attention at the Jeff Bezos and Lauren Sanchez wedding, especially Tom Brady's attention. You know, he played for two NFL teams in his career. One was the Patriots. The other was?
The Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Yeah, the Tampa Bay Patriots. That is correct. Tied at 3. Question number 4. Nelly refuses to change his and Ashanti's new baby's diapers, saying until he learns to say, I'm hungry and I need to use the bathroom, it's going to be a lot in her lap. Can you name this Ashanti song? It's been 10 weeks at number 1. Take a listen.
See, my days are cold without you, but I'm hurting while I'm with you. And though my heart can't take no more, I keep on running back to you.
I don't know. Running back to you? I don't know.
Foolish.
Foolish.
It's such a good
Foolish.
Song.
Yes, it is. I knew all the words. You didn't know the title.
tied at 3. Question number 5. After Elio bombed, Pixar tweeted a video of a woman saying you shouldn't complain about the lack of original movies if you won't even go to theaters and support them. Which of these is Pixar's highest grossing movie? Inside Out 2, Incredibles 2, Toy Story 4.
The first one.
Inside Out 2?
Mm-hmm.
Good guess.
Oh,
good guess. Yep. All right, so 4-3 is the final score. Womp womp indeed. Kennedy gets to win. You don't get the cash, but you are not walking away empty-handed. You just won yourself a pair of concert tickets to see the Lumineers.
Woo!
July 17th at Fenway Park, brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh.
Nora, we'll set it up so you can take a couple rips in the batting cage beforehand, too. Hit a couple doubles off the monster.
Yeah, they could use some of that. All right, what do you ladies want to say to Kennedy before you go?
All right, my name is Andrea and Nora, and we can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Are we the worst for sending Barrett to this camp this summer?
It's yes.
617-655-1234. I didn't think it was that big a deal until I mentioned to you where he was going. And then you guys were
well, because yesterday you're like, Barrett's at camp today. And I was like, oh my God, cool. What are we doing? Archery? What are we doing? And you go, math. Bum, 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 bum.
I would stage a mutiny if I was your son.
For so many reasons, but let's focus on this one.
From the parents who brought you Russian math and last kid in his entire grade to get a cell phone. Here comes the newest release, Algebra Camp.
617-655-1234. If you want to get judgmental, that's fine. Or maybe you want to support us in our pick for Barrett to go to math camp this summer. Now, he's done other things.
That's not what I said.
I know, but...
That's not it.
I know, no, no. But...
Did Barrett volunteer to do math camp?
Did he say, Dad, I found this brochure, and I really want to go to this camp.
I want to stay inside and solve for X all summer.
That's exactly how it happened, and we fought him.
No, like, get out of here.
We're not paying for math camp, nerd.
Listen, I'm the nerdiest of all nerds. I went to summer school all the time, but that's because I liked it. It was my choice.
We're going to make you get a job to pay for your math camp if you want to go so bad. Well, we just thought it was important to him.
Did you?
Yeah, we thought it was important.
Why?
I felt like the pandemic hit him pretty hard when he came to math. You know, he lost some time in school. He was really good at math when he was younger. He was kind of ahead of the curve a little bit. And then the pandemic happened and he just kind of fell behind the curve a little bit. And so we just wanted, you know, algebra is kind of a normal class to take in ninth grade.
Mm-hmm.
You do algebra and then geometry. And then after that is Algebra 2.
Mm.
And then as a senior, you would do pre-calc or calc or whatever. And so... He was just struggling a little bit, so we thought, why not have him? The school offers it. You know, it's like...
I get all of that.
3 weeks.
3 weeks?
But it's only 2 hours
three
a day.
Weeks, Dan?
It's only 2 hours
not
a day.
Not how many days a week?
I think 4 days a week.
4 days a week for 3 weeks? It's like most of his summer.
Like everybody else is out there canoeing and doing archery, and he's doing math.
He's still doing those other things. He went to golf camp for 2 weeks, and he's going to his regular I know.
He's a good kid.
He's an awesome kid. He's an awesome kid. And he has to take public transport. He has to take the T to get there.
Well, he takes the T everywhere he
goes. I know.
There's nothing wrong with that. But, I mean, Jiminy Christmas.
What
oh, well.
Grade did he get in math this year? You better say D minus.
He had like a low B, I think.
Oh, the horror.
He got a B and he has to do 3 weeks of algebra camp?
How dare. Oh, my goodness.
From the 781, you guys better be careful with Barrett. I had a friend. Her parents put her in all these super strict camps, like academic camps like you guys are doing. Didn't give her cell phone until she was in high school. And then they wouldn't let her out past certain times. And she was a miserable kid. And when she went to college, she went nuts and absolutely insane. I know, that's...
I roomed with one of those, yep.
Yeah, you hold the reins too tight, they get to college, their first days of freedom. Those kids fail out the first semester.
Oh.
I think he's a good boy and he would never do such a thing, but
of
I digress.
Course, course.
I just,
we're just having fun.
You know, it's summer.
Right.
Can let him cook, you know what I'm saying? As the young people say.
From the 774, I just can't today with Carson, he's awful.
Okay.
What did he do to put that poor child in math camp?
He got a B.
From
a
seven,
B!
A low B. It was more like a B minus.
Oh! What grade did you get in math, Carson?
It's from the 774. I would put myself up for adoption if my parents sent me to summer math camp.
Where is the lie?
My kid's at Lego camp right now.
See, that sounds cool. You use math doing Legos. Why can't he do that?
You guys maybe should have been around when we had this conversation at home.
Well, you didn't didn't include us, so I do my best to parent as a person with no children.
Barrett could have used an attorney during this conversation. I would have represented him.
An advocate?
Yeah. Sounds like you got railroaded.
Poor Barrett.
From the 617, a new level of Carson level petty. From the 617, ugh, to math camp. And from the 781, at least it's not Russian math. Yeah, we did that two summers ago.
You know, when the only nice thing you have to say is at least it's not Russian camp, I believe our point has been made.
Carson level petty.
It's Carson and Kennedy on the X-104-1.
Carson and Kennedy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue. Right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh my God!
Full scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani,
walk-off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
On Mix 104.1.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy.
Yeah. Well, interesting news coming out of Karen Reed's camp. Karen Reed and her attorney, Alan Jackson, are going to be doing a scripted project with LBI Entertainment. The production has exclusive access to Reed and Jackson, where, quote, crucial aspects of the story have remained undisclosed to the public, and they will be unveiled. LBI production head Julie Yorn said this isn't just a legal thriller. It's about what happens when a single voice refuses to be silenced. Yorn added she's determined to tell her Karen's story with urgency, nuance, and care. She didn't divulge which new aspects of the story will be. In addition to that, Netflix has a three-part documentary coming up on the case. Turtle Boy blogger Aiden Kearney is reportedly signed a deal with Compelling Pictures for a movie on the case, and a literary agent is shopping publishing rights for a book project with participation from Reed and Jackson, according to The Hollywood Reporter.
Hmm.
She's got to pay all those Alan Jackson legal fees somehow.
You're not wrong.
What do you think, a couple million bucks?
At least.
She'll release a tell-all memoir that'll sell a billion copies and make a ton of money.
Wow.
And then she'll ride off into the sunset.
So that's happening. And the Bezos wedding happened over the weekend. Took a couple days to filter through all the mess, but here's what I can tell you about what happened. So Jeff Bezos and Lauren Sanchez, now Bezos, said their I do's in a lavish Venice wedding on Friday. And then they treated their star-studded guests to a pajama-themed wedding party on Saturday that lasted until the wee hours of the morning. It went till 4 in the morning, they say. It started at 7 o'clock. It was a pajama-themed party with everyone wearing silk and robes and slippers. It's my understanding everyone was given slippers made by Amazon.
Was that
I gotta
joke,
tell you, though? If I... No, it's not a joke. It's absolutely factual. But I just telling you that if I... I mean, I guess if I was there, I'd be a rich millionaire. Why would I care? But like that I spent all that money to go there and then I get a pair of like black slippers and say Amazon on them?
Right.
No, thank you. What else?
Thing to do.
Have a pajama party?
Yeah.
I think it sounds fun. I would totally do that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
For a wedding?
Why not?
I mean, I'd rather be comfortable than be in a suit.
100%. This was the next day. The wedding was on Friday. This was on Saturday. Everybody's there already. Why not have a second party? My wedding lasted 3 days. Whatever.
Yeah. I don't know. Just
let's see. Guests were treated to performances by Usher.
Oh, that's a good one.
And DJ Cassidy, who got everyone from Oprah Winfrey to Leonardo DiCaprio dancing from start to finish. Sources who were there say Jessica Alba was tearing up the dance floor. Kris Jenner and Corey Gamble were on the dance floor a lot. It was a, quote, epic night. They didn't do any of that first dance business. No formalities. It was just a party, and that was it. Guests were presented with a buffet of several Italian desserts, including tiramisu, cannolis, and chocolate. And then there was a fireworks display around 10:30. What a time to be alive.
What do you think they had in the buffet, Kennedy?
Like I just said, tiramisu, cannolis, and chocolate.
No, I mean for the buffet for dinner.
There wasn't one. It was a nighttime party.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Yep.
Snacks only.
Okay.
So that happened.
Huh.
And yesterday, I played for you a clip of Louis Capaldi at Glastonbury singing for the first time in years. And not only that, friends, but he is going on tour. Now, the tour for right now is overseas, but I have to believe that he'll be coming here if that's the case. So he will kick things off September 7th in Sheffield, UK. Then he'll hit Glasgow, London, Manchester, and Dublin. But hopefully, as soon as he gets started with that, we'll start seeing dates for here. I can't imagine he wouldn't. But if he doesn't, you do you, Louis. We're here for you. And that's what I got.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. It's going to be a Subaru summer. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say good morning to Lori from my all-time favorite town in Rhode Island, Woonsocket.
Woonsocket. Good morning.
Woonsocket Rocket.
That's right, the Woonsocket Rocket. Let's go. Lori, will you kick Kennedy out, please?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing, good luck.
And best to you, too.
So you understand how this works? Five pop culture trivia questions. You answer more right than Kennedy, you win $100.
Yes, I do.
Here we go. Kennedy's going to that studio next door, so she can't hear anything that is happening. Question number one. The creator of Squid Game compared the show's evil VIPs to Elon Musk. The new and final season of Squid Game just dropped. Which number season is this?
Three.
Question number two. This week in 1971, Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory was released, starring Gene Wilder as Wonka. Two men have played Wonka in the movie since then. Who are they?
Johnny Depp and Timothy Chalamet.
EA Sports is bringing back its NCAA basketball game for the first time since 2009. What does NCAA stand for?
NCAA. National College Athletic Association.
Question number four. Andrew Brower was born today. Andre Brower was born today in 1962. He unfortunately passed away in 2023. Before that, he played police captain Raymond Holt for 8 seasons on which TV show?
Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
And question number five. 9 years ago today in 2016, Lady Gaga finally got her driver's license at the tender young age of 30. She has had 6 different songs reach number 1 in the country. Are you able to name 4 of them?
Ooh. Let's Dance. Shallow. Paparazzi. The Masquerade.
All right.
Lady Gaga.
Are we done? Are we through?
Yeah. Okay. I'm blanking out.
That's all right. I just want to give you time. Let's get Kennedy back in the studio.
Kennedy!
Lori, I understand you're on vacation this weekend. You're still getting up early to listen to the show.
We love her.
Yes,
or die.
I do.
That should be a half a point, Dan. I wish I'd have known that beforehand. Yeah. I could have given her that.
Yeah, thanks.
Lori got 3 out of 5 correct, Kennedy.
Well done.
No, that was good, Lori. These are difficult. Are you ready, Kennedy?
Yeah.
The creator of Squid Game compared the show's evil VIPs to Elon Musk. The new and final season of Squid Game just dropped. Which number season is this?
3.
Tie to 1. This week in 1971, Willy Wonka in the Chocolate Factory was released, starring Gene Wilder as Wonka. 2 men have played Wonka in the movie since then. Who are they?
Johnny Depp and Timothée Chalamet.
Neither one of them compared to Gene Wilder.
Question number 3. EA Sports is bringing back its NCAA basketball game for the first time since 2009. What does NCAA stand for?
National Collegiate Athletic Association?
Collegiate is correct, not college. 3-2.
Oh.
Andre Brower was born today in 1962. He unfortunately passed away in 2023. Before that, he played police captain Raymond Holt for 8 seasons on which TV show?
Brooklyn Nine-Nine?
Nine-Nine?
4-3. Question number 5. 9 years ago today in 2016, Lady Gaga finally got her driver's license at the tender young age of 30. Gaga has had 6 different songs reach number 1 in the country. Can you name 4?
Oh my God. Gosh. Wow. Blanking on everything. Poker Face. I've blanked on all Lady Gaga songs except Die with a Smile. I'll put that one in there too.
So does that mean you're done?
Yeah, man, I can't think. I'll be here all week.
You were correct with Poker Face and Die with a Smile.
Oh.
Also Shallow.
Oh, duh.
Born This Way.
Okay.
Just Dance. And Rain on Me.
Oh, sure.
Oh.
Yeah. 4-3 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. Nice job, Kennedy. Lori, unfortunately, don't get the money this morning, but just getting up and listening to our show on vacation.
You're a winner.
Hey, thank you. I try.
You've defeated the Woonsocket Rocket, Kennedy.
Yeah, that's right.
What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
Oh, yeah, sorry. I am Lori from Woonsocket, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy. Presented by Subaru of New England. It's going to be a Subaru summer. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say it to Caleb from Fitchburg.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Will you kick Kennedy out, please?
Sure. Kennedy, could you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you. You too.
5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. $1,000 could be yours. Are you still with us?
Did you faint?
Yeah. Oh, no.
Kennedy's gone into that soundproof studio so she can't hear anything that is about to happen. Kayla, are you ready?
Yes.
A list of 4th of July movies to watch this week include Jaws, Top Gun, and Captain America the First Avenger. Of those 3 movies, which one was released first? Jaws, Top Gun, Captain America, The First Avenger. Which one was released first?
Jaws.
Good guess. Speaking of patriotism, a list of patriotic songs for your 4th of July playlist include Whitney Houston's Star Spangled Banner, Living in America by James Brown, and Surfing in the USA by who?
Bruce Springsteen?
Question number 3. Deliberations in the Diddy trial hit a weird snag when the jury sent the judge a note saying they believe one of the jurors couldn't follow his instructions and they want the judge to intervene. Where is the Diddy trial happening? Where is he being tried?
L.A.
Question number 4. Jeff Bezos and Lauren Sanchez held a lavish celebrity-filled wedding in Venice, attended by stars like Oprah and the Kardashians. But this actress, who starred in the movie Monster, didn't attend, and she joked that the people invited suck. Who is she?
Did you say Monsters?
Monster was the movie, yes.
Monster. Vanessa Hudgens.
And question number 5. Sabrina Carpenter has raised more than $1 million for mental health initiatives, LGBTQ plus rights, and animal welfare in less than a year. Is Sabrina Carpenter from Delaware, Maryland, or Pennsylvania?
Pennsylvania.
All right, let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
All right, Kayla, you can breathe now.
Yeah, you seem a little nervous. It's okay.
I was.
We like you, Kayla. You're a wholesome woman. You're helping your grandma go shopping this morning.
Thank you.
You're good people.
Kennedy?
Mm-hmm.
Kayla got 2 out of 5 correct.
Ooh.
Well done.
These are hard, Kennedy. Are you ready? A list of 4th of July movies to watch this week include Jaws, Top Gun, and Captain America, the First Avenger. Which of those was released first?
Jaws.
June 20th, 1975. They're celebrating the 50th anniversary. 1-1, question number 2. Speaking of patriotism, a list of patriotic songs for your 4th of July playlist include Whitney Houston's Star Spangled Banner, Living in America by James Brown, and Surfin' USA by who?
Beach Boys.
Yes, 2-1. Question number 3. Deliberations in the Diddy trial hit a weird snag when the jury sent the judge a note saying they believe one of the jurors couldn't follow his instructions and they wanted the judge to intervene. Where is Diddy being tried?
Oh.
It's a great question then, huh? Pat on my back. It doesn't happen very often, Dan.
L.A.
And a lie.
New York City in Manhattan.
He can't follow the instructions?
That's what the juror, they're claiming this juror couldn't follow the instructions.
It's crazy that your life is just in the hands of 12 random people. Have you ever talked to random people outside?
Oof. No, I concur. But.
2-1, question number 4. Jeff Bezos and Lauren Sanchez had a lavish celebrity-filled wedding in Venice with the likes of Oprah and the Kardashians. But this actress who starred in the movie Monster did not attend and joked that the people invited suck.
Charlize Theron.
Yes, that is correct. 3-1, question number 5. Sabrina Carpenter has raised more than $1 million for mental health initiatives, also for LGBTQ plus rights and animal welfare in less than a year. Is Sabrina Carpenter from Delaware, Maryland, or Pennsylvania?
I don't know.
Well, it's a multiple choice.
Delaware.
She is from Quakertown, Pennsylvania. 3-2 is the final score. Nice job, Kennedy.
That's funny because she is the opposite of a Quaker.
That's why I thought it was kind of a funny question when I saw where she was from. I was like, that's interesting. So Kennedy gets the win, 3-2. Kayla, unfortunately, you don't get the $1,000, but we do appreciate you listening and playing this morning. What would you like to say to Kennedy before you go?
Thank you. I'm Kayla from Fitchburg, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.